Hello people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today we're going to be talking about Formula One. I'm going to be talking today about Sebastian Vettel. Now, the story about Sebastian Vettel, you know, for those out there, casual fan of F1, you know, Sebastian Vettel is leaving Ferrari at the end of this season, and is moving to Racing Point. Racing Point is also called Aston Martin, and his big talking point right now is it definitely signed a contract, you know, with Racing Point, and that's going to happen now. Now, I was a little bit surprised about that, because at first, I thought he was going to be moving, you know, more or less to Mercedes. And what I mean by that, I thought Valtteri Bottas might be losing his place, you know, his place next season. Now, it looked like, you know, Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas for Mercedes will stay on for next season, 2021. And Sebastian Vettel, obviously, is moving to Aston Martin, which is Racing Point right now. Now, the reason why I thought it would be good to talk about that today is just how he performed for this season. I had one or two episodes about Sebastian Vettel back then, you know, right at the beginning of the season. And I just thought because this season will be his last, he will show his true color. What I mean by that, I thought he would perform for what he's been doing so far. And it's been disappointing. Just disappointing, completely a disappointment. I'm not sure exactly what are the issue over there at Ferrari. First thing first, they're not competing anymore against Mercedes. This is not happening for this season. I think they'll have to wait until 2021, until the new rules come out, you know, for them to change the chassis. But just now, they're really not competing. One thing I mentioned, you know, guys, you know, and you know, the, you know, I talk like that all the time. I told you, Lewis Hamilton right now is unstoppable with Mercedes. Him and Valtteri Bottas, I mean, you just can't stop Mercedes. They've got everything. They can bring update every single weekend, and they've got a fast car. And I will say this, you know, driver bring 30%, the car and manufacturer and all engineer bring 70%. I tell you right now, if somebody give me a Ferrari, I'm talking about normal Ferrari, and somebody else, you know, if Lewis Hamilton drive a Toyota and I'm driving a Ferrari, I will beat him because I'm driving a Ferrari. The car will give you 70%. But all I'm trying to say here, I'm not trying to knock Lewis Hamilton. I think Lewis Hamilton is one of, is the GOAT. Is, I told you guys, is the Michael Jordan of the Formula One. All I'm saying is, those cars, you need to have the fastest cars. You need to have development. You need to have new update on your car to have one fastest drive. Now, the issue that Ferrari has been having for the past 3, 4, 5, 6 seasons now is the fact that they don't have any update. And even when they do have update, they don't have enough, obviously, to beat Mercedes. Now, I just don't know. Is that why Sebastian Vettel is not performing this season? Hasn't been performing. Remember, he won four titles with Red Bull. I mean, that guy could drive. I mean, when he was driving for Red Bull, he was super fast. But remember also, you know, Red Bull had one of the fastest cars at the time. I mean, the last title was won back in 2013 when he won that. But now, I mean, he doesn't look like a top driver. He doesn't look like a Lewis Hamilton type of driver. He looked like one of those midfield car driver. It just, you can't see that excitement of Sebastian Vettel. I always thought Sebastian Vettel was a top driver. And I think he's still a top driver. At the age of 33 years old right now, he has a lot to put out there. He has so much to prove. And now going to that new team, it seems like it will be more or less like a new beginning. And maybe it will start off his career again and maybe start winning something. Now, what I do know is Aston Martin doesn't have a fast car. They're more or less a midfield. They're fighting on the midfield section right now, you know, in F1. So that move was very surprising for me. Very, very surprising. And the reason why people, I believe, that he's moving to Aston Martin is because, I don't know, but it hasn't been told out there, but I think Mercedes say no. I tell you right now, I'm pretty sure his agent went over and try some of those big cars out there. One of the big cars is what? You've got Red Bull, you know, you've got Ferrari, and maybe the McLaren. But I think the way I was thinking was, you know, Valtteri Bottas will be the one losing his place for next season. So what that tells me is Lewis Hamilton put a veto not having Sebastian Vettel in Mercedes for next season. And that's the reason why he commit to Aston Martin. And this is disappointing because I think we're seeing the end of Sebastian Vettel right now. Because if he 2021, his next season, he doesn't perform. If he doesn't perform, I think that's it, people. You know, in Formula One, it's so easy. I mean, you can have a car right now. You can have a place right now. Next season, you don't have anything. Unless you can bring investment, then they will allow you to have a space or a place in the car. But if not, they will not let that happen. They will tell you goodbye. Now, Sebastian Vettel have a lot of experience. I know he will bring so much experience at the garage. You know, sometimes, you know, those engineer, those guys putting updates in the car, they need experienced driver to come over and give them some update, you know, what to do on the car, how fast the car can go. So sometimes they go to the garage, you know, whenever they start making those cars, they need that input for driver to make things happen, you know what I mean? And, you know, having somebody like Sebastian Vettel, you know, with all that experience and 4 championships with Red Bull help also to make those cars. Now, my question is for Racing Point, are they just using Sebastian Vettel just to make up those cars? Or they actually believe that Sebastian Vettel will take them all the way to win the title? Because really, driver or people like Sebastian Vettel, Lewis Hamilton, any type they want to drive a car is all about winning the title. They don't go out there just to be part of the game or part of a party. No, they want to go out there to fight. They want to go out there to drive and win. This is exactly what those guys do. I just don't understand that move. Somebody like Sebastian Vettel, 33 years old, you have to get yourself a fast car. You do not want to go back into the midfield. You just don't want to do that. I just don't know. Maybe Racing Point or Aston Martin, they've got so much money sitting behind there and they believe that, you know, 2021 car will be just as fast. But remember, people, you know, it's not really how you start the season. It's really how you finish. You have to bring some update every time there's a race out there. You have to be able to bring some update. This is why Mercedes are so powerful. You know, you can beat them one weekend. The next weekend, they will bring some more update, you know, just to be on top of any of those cars. This is how you become a constructor championship or you become one of the top drivers in the world. This is why Lewis Hamilton right now is about to get, you know, is about to pass or get into Michael Schumacher type of record title. Because they bring update. And again, that's exactly what I've been saying. The car will bring 70%. The driver will bring 30%. Now, don't knock me down because when people hear 30%, they think that's too small. No, 30% is still a lot. You still have to get into that car. You still have to make sure you don't make any mistake. You have to make sure you bring the car without crashing. There's a lot of work for a driver. Those 30%, that's still a lot. But for Sebastian Vettel, this season, I just don't know. It was so disappointing. And you know what? I always say that, and especially in sport, people, and you can see that for anybody else. Any athlete or pro athlete, you know, let's just say a pro athlete playing or having his last career with one team, knowing that he's going elsewhere, sometimes you want to show that team that, look, this is what you're going to miss out, you know, when I leave this place. And that's exactly what I was hoping to see from Sebastian Vettel. But I didn't get that. It just seems like somebody was pretty much defeated. You know, he was not complaining. You know, so you know Sebastian Vettel, when he drive, he complain, he swear, because he care. Now he doesn't really care. He get 6, he get 7, 11, 20, get last. He doesn't care. He just want to get there, you know, get the car back to the garage and go back to his hotel. And that's not good. That's not good because at that competitive, when you have that competitive level, that competitive mind, you need to keep pushing. You need to have that mindset about trying to win, even when you're the last one. But right now, Sebastian doesn't have that. And maybe also down to the relationship that he has with Ferrari. And this takes me now to Ferrari because I need to talk about Ferrari right now. I mean, Ferrari, we all know Ferrari is one of the most successful car, you know, in Formula One, and maybe one of the most oldest car in Formula One. And for the past, I don't know, I can't even remember the last time, you know, Ferrari won the title, to be honest, people. This has been, it's been disappointing. And I was listening, obviously, the chief executive of Ferrari saying that they will just write off this year. They will write off this year. They don't believe they're going to win this year. And that's basically saying, look, we give the title now to, we give the title now, hands out to Lewis Hamilton. I mean, Ferrari, with all the money, all the resources that they have, they cannot compete with Mercedes. Mercedes have the money. Ferrari also have the money. You know how people of Ferrari are on. Michael Schumacher, everything that he's done to that team, up to this point, that's all they have. That's all they can talk about. There's nothing else. This is why they decide, they signed Sebastian Vettel to bring some more title over there. They couldn't. They brought Alonso back then. They couldn't. And right now, 2020, I mean, the CEO came out, was like, look, guys, that's not going to happen this season. Let's just wait for 2021 when the new rules come out. And that's so disappointing for Ferrari. Because every Sunday or every Saturday or Sunday, anytime you go and watch those races, you just wait to see if Ferrari is going to come up with something. You just wait and see if they bring some more update to the car. You just want to see Ferrari out there winning, you know, races. This is beautiful for the sport. And the last race, I mean, the last race, obviously, was back at Italy. And the whole country, and you know the whole country is with Ferrari. The whole country is with Ferrari. They want Ferrari to do good. And, you know, they're very much popular around the world. But right now, six in this year's Constructors' Championship in after nine races. I mean, this is so disappointing. I can clearly see why the CEO came out and said that. Like, look, he was like, look, that's not going to happen this year. We have to wait 2021, you know, when the new rules kick in. Right now, we're not going to change this chassis. We don't have any enough update, you know, to compete against Mercedes. But this is not how, this is terrible. This is like saying, this is like Manchester United coming out and say, guys, you know, we can't compete against Man City. You just can't say that. You can't say that. You still have to go out there and show that, look, we will fight up to the end. We will do anything we can to get back, you know, to the winning, you know, winning race and all that. But, I mean, and this is exactly why I see why Vettel right now is defeated. I mean, you see the CEO coming out right in the middle of season saying something like that. I understand why Sebastian Vettel is not even talking anymore. I understand why Sebastian Vettel is pretty much defeated. It's like, there's nothing to do here. There's nothing more to do here. I can't win with this car. We don't have enough update. We don't have the best people working on this car. I can't win. And obviously, what happened, they decide, obviously, to bring Carlos Sainz, you know, which he will replace Sebastian Vettel in the car. But Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc, yes, the young driver, are the fast driver. Maybe they do, you know, very fast driver, but you still need to put a fast car out there. And right now, Ferrari is not doing the job that it's supposed to do. And this is not good. What that means is we'll have to wait for 2021. But that means what? That means good news for Lewis Hamilton. Because once again, he's taking the title back here in the UK. Okay, people, thank you very much. That's all I have for you guys today. Stay tuned. And thank you very much for subscribing on Slick Talk Show. Thank you then. Bye-bye.